We are at the 2018 PSCU Member Forum in St. Louis, Missouri. And look, of all people to run into, Mr. Chuck Fagan. How are you, sir?
Mike, it's good to have you here. I'm doing well. This is crazy week. 100 different directions.
I bet. I know you were, I see like everybody wants to talk to you, especially since the big announcement this morning about this thing called Lumen. Can you enlighten us for those who aren't here?
I can. Late 2016, you know, as we worked through long-range strategic plans, I always had it in my mind, and our executive team did as well, that the whole payment ecosystem needed to really connect and align tightly with digital banking. Mm-hmm. And we started exploring what that could look like and decided to go down that path. We hired a team of people who have done it before, and we've built the ecosystem to, you know, really take advantage of how much the consumer relies on payments in their daily life and embed that into digital banking, because, you know, we know people are on the phone nonstop, 2.3 hours a day on average. So
I was just online when you walked up.
Yeah, so you think about younger individuals, you know, even more. So, you know, we mail a card, and it's a pause in the day to dial a 1-800 number and activate. How come, you know, next time you log into the system, the first thing it asks, would you like to activate your card now? Because we've used the intelligence of knowing that the card hadn't been activated yet.
Right.
So, you know, things like that, I think, can really improve the experience, and we went down the path and did it.
That leads me to my next question, is like, what pain points are you answering for credit unions and trickling down to their members? What pain points does this answer for them?
Well, I think it's many. You know, the dispute process is a very manual, slow process, and it can get frustrating for the member. So now, directly from the history of the credit card, you know, hey, that transaction double posted, or they didn't do the tip right, you can dispute right there, and it sets up in the queue within our disputes area. You know, ongoing being able to connect our call center and connect our service solutions into the system. And then, you know, simple things like, you know, your plastic melts in your car because you left your wallet in the car. And, you know, if you lose top of wallet status, it's so hard to earn that back. So the system allows the member to immediately request a card online and start that process. So more and more, as we see not only general payment backgrounds, but as we shift and wallets, everybody, you know, we've kind of run through a bunch of things that haven't really taken off. The expectation is that wallets are going to return next year and really see growth. So we're well positioned to also seamlessly put that in to the application.
Very cool. And so what are the goals here? Obviously, to answer these pain points, but from your from your perspective, what are the goals of this, of Lumen?
Well, when we look at who our credit unions compete with, it's the big guys.
Yeah,
it's B of A, it's Wells, it's Capital One Bank. Those guys are investing hundreds of millions of dollars into their electronic channels, as well as focusing on their payment solutions. So part of what we're trying to do is bring the latest technology. It's why we put the office outside of Silicon Valley. We have teams of people, you know, outside of the Bay Area that, again, have done it before. We hired the CISO from day one so that the security in the system would be embedded throughout. We hired the service people and the implementations people day one. So even though they didn't have anybody coming on, they could see the build of the product throughout the process and be ready to go once we got to this stage. So those types of things, I think, are really going to make a difference. And the technology that we're using is the same technology being used by Netflix, Google, Amazon, and it's built true native cloud. So, yeah, a lot of different areas.
Well, the Lumen session, which is right down the hallway here, you can't get in.
Yeah.
You have to go into the second one, which it starts in an hour or so. So it's jam-packed in there. I'm sure the second one will be the same. So there is a lot of interest with this. Why do you think that is?
You know, as you think about a credit union, the branch, when the member came into the branch, you know, the core platform was what they connected with through the teller and member service representatives. As the branch has kind of shifted, now the way people connect is through the digital and mobile sites. So credit unions can't let that get out of date. So I think there's, you know, almost a constant evaluation of wanting to make sure you have the best electronic system enabled for your members. And, you know, I think our timing is good. And as you pointed out, the interest is certainly there.
Indeed. Now, your PR department has been very busy because there's another announcement that I want to talk about as well. Switching gears here, CU Ledger.
Yeah.
So what's that? What's that about?
You know, when we think about the research and development in the credit union industry, you know, it's tough for any one credit union to really have the resources to be able to dedicate the time to do that. So there needs to be more industry collaboration. And a thing like blockchain, you know, we still don't see the use case getting down to the point of sale with all of our card products. But we do think that CU Ledger has latched on to something with the MyCU ID.
I was about to ask you that.
That secure aspect, you know, I've read a lot and I've been to a lot of meetings. And what you read over and over again is invest in authentication. So not only from the ease of getting into the system, but also the security in validating that the member is the member. And blockchain could be one of those avenues to do that. So we want to be a leader in the credit union space, and I think it's important to be on the front end of that stuff.
I totally agree with you. The whole sovereign ID, I don't want to say the philosophy, but just how that works and everything is, to me, it's such a no-brainer. Why wasn't it done years ago before we got all embedded with passwords and stuff like that? But that's another show. But it's really cool to see you guys partnering up with CU Ledger.
Well, and I, you know, you look around the world, and we can see, you know, the complexity in the U.S. financial system means that we are naturally going to be slower. Countries that don't have to go through all the steps to overcome in our space. We can learn a lot from what's happened there, and that identification, you know, it's really taken off in Canada, and we'll see it in other markets as well.
Yeah, I'm so excited and so glad that credit unions are leading the way in this, especially with MyCUID, big time. Let's see here. So let's get to the conference. What are some of your goals? What do you want attendees to take away that they can get back and start using Monday morning, so to speak?
Yeah, so I said in my opening comments, it's a record number of attendees. You know, central part of the country may make a difference, but I also think it's the momentum that PSCU has in the marketplace. So what we try and do with the general sessions is, you know, with Coach Nick Saban kicking it off about winning and leadership, and then, you know, having Guy Kawasaki and the cyber speaker come on, you know, get global topics addressed in the general session. And now the breakouts this afternoon really zone in on the credit union industry and payments in particular. So I hope credit unions people, when they go back, that their employees, their partners in other departments aren't dreading them coming back because they're so excited with stuff they hear there and they want to make quick changes. But what I hope is when they go back, they have a good perspective of not only where PSCU is focusing our resources, but they also can connect that to where, you know, these industry experts see the markets headed.
Indeed. I keep saying year after year, wow, this is the most exciting time to be in the financial services arena, but it seems like it gets more exciting each year, and you guys are like right there in the middle of it all. So kudos to you guys for upholding your end of the deal.
Yeah, I think each year credit unions are having to, in order to get to the same results they had the last year, they're almost having to reinvent themselves, come up with new strategies. So I think that's part of the excitement. And, you know, being owned by credit unions and governed by credit unions, it's in our best interest to listen to our owners. And we get a lot of feedback through our advisory groups. We get it through, you know, our day-to-day interactions with the credit unions. And naturally, I hear it in the boardroom as well.
Indeed. Anything else to wrap up? Because I know you're a busy guy, so
no,
I don't want to take up too much of your time.
I appreciate you being here. It is exciting, the announcement of Lumen today. You know, we announced back at GAC that we had acquired CU Recovery, which is a collections organization. So a lot going on at PSCU and more to come. There's no sitting still.
We'll be sitting on pins and needles waiting for the next one to come out. All right,
thank
Jug,
you, Mike.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.